New South Wales Premier is being urged to implement pill testing at music festivals after two drug-related deaths at the DEFCON 1 festival in Sydney. Three more festival goers remain in a critical condition, and police say 700 people sought assistance from medical staff at the festival. Dr. David Caldicott is an emergency medicine consultant who was involved in Australia's first pill testing at the ACT's Grooven The Moo Festival. I can see I'm such a hip person. Grooving the Moo, yes. I should be across that. Welcome to Drive. How does a just say no approach stack up against what's going on for young people? I mean, how widespread is the use of drugs, and what do you say the approach should be to try and, you know, make it a safer experience?
Well, I think just say no is probably as a policy in the same place that Nancy Reagan is at the moment. It's not a very useful approach. Drug use in Australia is very widespread indeed, and it's basically a free-for-all because a lot of the messaging that we're putting out there is being ignored by all the sort of lower letters of the generations that you were mentioning earlier. There's not any nuanced messaging to people who want to experiment, because young people do that. And there are some really good alternatives coming from the rest of the world that actually reduce drug use and reduce the amount of harm that might be occurring at festivals, never mind other places.
Gladys Berejiklian, who's the New South Wales Premier, has vowed to do everything she can to shut down this festival. Is that a wise move? Is this particular festival, you know, prone to this? Is banning that event a possible answer?
I think a better starting point is doing everything that we possibly can to stop people dying. I think that's probably a broader base from which we can base our policies. And shutting down any given festival is not going to change the number of people using drugs, nor the number of people who want to go to festivals. Unfortunately, there might actually be a downside to that, because what might happen is that young people who are going to go to festivals anyway might turn their attentions to going to underground festivals. And as we've heard, as many as 700 people sought medical care, which is very tightly regulated at music festivals, which are going on around the country. And that would be 700 people who would be unwell in the absence of any medical care whatsoever. So the net results of shutting down any particular music festival or shutting down music festivals in their entirety is that you would have far more young people getting unwell in dangerous circumstances and having no medical recourse whatsoever.
The New South Wales Police Minister Troy Grant says pill testing gives a false sense of security to the drug user. Does it do that? Is that one of the risks with pill testing?
I'm curious as to where he gets that information from. Because that's not the finding of anyone in the business. I just 48 hours ago, I've returned from Vienna from an international conference of all the people who do pill testing around the world. I'm bizarrely representing Australia. And it's clearly not the case. And I would put it to you. We have a model in the ACT of a medically supervised pill testing program, whereby we're ensconced in the medical precinct. We have very serious-looking forensic chemists working with very serious-looking tools and rather nerdy-looking doctors who are all saying, if you want to be 100% certain about not being hurt by illicit drugs today, you should probably not use any illicit drugs today. I beggars belief that anybody might suggest that that is encouraging for drug consumption.
So if DEFCON 1 had pill testing, is there any evidence that we would have seen a different result on the weekend?
Do you know, I don't know if I can say that. What I do know is that at all venues where pill testing occurs, in all descriptions, we see people who find out that their drugs contain something other than they expected, as many as two-thirds to three-quarters of people choosing to do something other than to consume the drugs. We know for a fact, and we've known for nearly 20 years, that environments where pill testing occurs, that people use fewer drugs and people use fewer mixtures of drugs. And quite clearly, those are two risk factors for overdosing. I think the biggest thing that we know about pill testing is that it provides access to a group of people who, normally speaking, are never in contact with healthcare, never in contact with law enforcement, are largely invisible. It provides them the opportunity to get in contact with healthcare providers and to talk about their decisions. And that is not what the current regime is doing.
David, thank you for your time.
No problem.
Dr. David Caldicott is an emergency medicine consultant who was involved in Australia's first pill testing at the ACT's Groovin' the Moo Festival. This is RN Drive.